that. Time now to head over to New Zealand. David Ellis, always great to have a chat to the principal of Tiakau Racing. And congratulations are in order to David as well, because it was announced yesterday that as part of the Queen's birthday honours, David Ellis has been made an Order of Merit in New Zealand, a Companion of the Order of New Zealand. Congratulations, David. That must be a thrill and a huge honour.
Yes, thank you, Michael. It was a huge surprise and truly a humbling experience to be recognised by our community and our country. So it was a great thrill.
And well deserved, with the amount of money that you put into New Zealand racing and the current situation over there. It needs passionate, large-scale owners like yourself, and it's a long way from your humble beginnings. I read an article saying that you fell in love with racing because you turned $18 into $72 or something. Is that right?
Yeah, the first day I went to the races was very successful. I went with $12, which was a lot of money. In the early 1970s, and came home with about $84. So I thought, gee, this has got to be the easiest way of making a dollar of all time.
Well, the stakes have increased somewhat over the years, and you've now got the biggest army in New Zealand, Tiakau Racing, which is we are looking forward to seeing during the Spring Carnival. Before I ask you about your individual horses, how have you and the team dealt with the situation, the shutdown in racing over in New Zealand, and what do you think the outlook is like for the future? We've heard about the cuts to so many jobs, the reduction in the media over there as well. As a major player, how do you see the future in New Zealand?
Well, I think that having to close racing down was a big disappointment, but it couldn't have happened at a better time in the year. Most of our horses would have been out spelling during that time anyway. They're all back in work now, and we're very excited about the spring. There might be some stake money reductions, but I think they'll be temporary, and I think the media, they'll soon work out that the TAB has an obligation to promote racing. In the last racing amendment bill, Clause 6 and Clause 7 specifically says that the TAB or the Racing Board has an obligation to promote participation. So they'll know they have to do that, and they'll get that back on track as soon as possible. But it was certainly a big disadvantage for our TAB when racing was brought to a standstill, and there was really, they had all the staff on, but no races to bet on. So, you know, we were very envious of the fact that racing could continue in Australia. And we were lucky that we had, you know, a couple of good horses, three good horses there to race in those races.
Well, let's talk about our Spring Carnival as well, because we are debating how it looks. Have you got any thoughts on what the projected Melbourne Spring Carnival will look like? Does it affect what the preparations of your horses may be? We've just had Peter Volandis on, who's confirmed the prize money levels for the Sydney Spring Carnival and the dates that they race on. What are you thinking about your superstars, Tiakau Shark, Melody Bell, Probabil, to name the highlights?
Well, isn't it great that we've got a true leader running racing in New South Wales? That's the sort of information that owners and trainers need to know. And it's great that we've got somebody that's come out and told us exactly what's going to happen, so that the stables can now start planning. And so I take my hat off to Peter for doing that. Personally, I hope that if they do change the Caulfield Cup for the reasons of the football, it's only for 1 year, because it's such a brilliant carnival. I hope it doesn't, you know, change long term.
So what will you be doing with your stars? Will you be heading to Sydney or will you be aiming towards the Melbourne Spring?
Well, we've got Probabil and Melody Bell back in work in Sydney already. And just probably waiting for another 10 days for Tiaki, our shark. We're just waiting to see when we can transport horses, because we definitely intend to take a dozen to Melbourne for the spring and see how we go from there.
You've got a dozen. So where would you be based in Melbourne? Would Jamie Richards come over for the entirety of the spring carnival, or would he be... we don't know what the movement could be like.
We're hopeful that New Zealand and Australia can become a bubble and that we can travel. It looks like the virus is completely under control in New Zealand. I'd say next week we'll go to level one and we'll be back to normal very shortly. And we're hopeful that in the month of June we can start travelling to Australia. That hasn't been confirmed, but we're certainly, for the sake of racing, need it to happen. And we're optimistic that it will.
All right, David, is the Cox Plate the main aim for Tiakau Shark and Melody Bell in your mind?
We're going to nominate five for the Cox Plate. We've got a very good Sabbabelle gelding called Prix de Fer. We've got a good Fastnet Rock mare, Avon Targe. She won Group 1s this season from 1,200 to 2,000 metres. And we've got Tiakau Shark, Melody Bell and Probabelle.
Mm. Gee whiz, it'd be a good year to have three or four runners and a Cox Plate, wouldn't it?
Well, fingers crossed, but that's the plan. You've got to have a plan, and that's what we're working on.
David, it's been great to catch up. We can't wait to see your army here in the Spring Carnival. Hopefully the movement opens up sooner rather than later. And congratulations also on your gong, the Queen's birthday honours as well. It's well deserved.
Thank you very much, Michael.